This is the Memory Palace. I'm Nate DeMeo. A few words about the Walkman personal audio cassette player, recently retired by the Sony Corporation of Minato, Tokyo, Japan. They were suddenly everywhere. You could try to say how it was like all of a sudden in 2005, you couldn't walk a city block without seeing someone with the white iPod earphones. Except it wasn't like that at all. Because in the summer of 1981, when you suddenly couldn't walk a city block without seeing someone in those flimsy Walkman headphones, no one had done that before. The soundtrack to your life, your life, walking to the drugstore, getting on the bus, washing your car in the driveway, wasn't your own. It was chosen by the guy listening to his car stereo with the windows down, playing his boombox at the park, listening to the White Sox game at the lake. But the Walkman was yours. It was you. And it was brand new, that feeling we all know now. Of shutting out the world. Of having just the right song come on at just the right moment. Of sitting in a crowded public place all by yourself. In a subway car. Waiting in line at a Starbucks at an airport. Walking by the river. Walking nowhere on an elliptical machine at the gym. And having a song move you somewhere else or to some other time, like a Madeline. To that one time you realize what that one lyric actually means. To that time it came on the radio when you were driving with that guy you haven't even thought of in years. To the last time you heard it on the subway or in line at the airport, and it moved you.